But to the programme, we would like to introduce Jonathan Edwards. Would you like to introduce
him? So, Jonathan Edwards is a Baptist minister, and he is the Executive Ambassador of Prospects, which is a Christian organisation that is focused on supporting people with learning disabilities and also ensuring that people with disabilities in churches are not only being included.
Friends, it's been a great day, and this is a dangerous moment. It's a dangerous moment because in a few moments' time we can all go home and say we just had a lovely time. Full stop, that's the end of the story. My college principal used to say, to hear God speak and to do nothing is a blasphemy. It's to take God lightly. I believe we've heard God speak today. And if we have, we must go out and do something about it. I love the title I've been given, Making a World of Difference. I just love the way God works. He specialises in giving people impossible jobs. It's a laugh, isn't it? We've recently had the Day of Ascension. Before returning to his Father's right hand in glory, what did Jesus do? He gave to his confused, not very educated disciples a completely impossible job. It's a laugh. It's just ridiculous. Not very educated, with none of the advantages that we have of modern travel, World Wide Web, education, all these things. They had none of those things. And he says, I've got this plan for you. Would you please go all around the world and make disciples of all nations? And he got it. If you're understanding, you've got to laugh. Because it was a ridiculous task. In fact, it was even worse than that. Because that rabble on the Mount of Ascension, they worship God, we read. Matthew very helpfully adds the detail, but some doubted. You think, my hat, what chance did they stand? Even on that moment of all moments, when surely they should be full of faith and full of worship and it all just float brilliantly through, there were some who were thinking, well, I'm not sure what's going on. My friends, it was an impossible job. I want you to hear this. We face a humanly impossible job. Let's name it. The tough situation in which we find ourselves, with the cuts to benefits, with the government being determined, with politicians generally, and most of us would support this initiative, seeking to cut the deficit. That's good stewardship, we understand that. But it looks as if those disabled people who've paid a high price in the past will continue to pay a high, maybe even higher price. We face a colossal task. When we look at our resources, our lack of people, our lack of money, our lack of resources, our lack of influence, humanly speaking, we might as well conclude that it's impossible. My friends, we are not sufficient for these things. But our sufficiency is of God. And I want to remind you as we go from this place that we're in a strong position. We may not have all the resources in the world. We may not have all that we would choose to have to enable us to do this task. But with God on our side, nobody can stand against us. I want to encourage you to believe as you go from this place that we're not alone. It's not about us just pitting our wits against the challenges. It's about us together with God believing that we can make a real difference. Those of you who've already heard me today will not be surprised to learn I've got three pithy points, and I hope you may take them with you and work on them. I suggest to you thanking God for churches for all, because this has been a great day and it's a great instance of Christian cooperation, working together effectively for the good of the kingdom. We need to support one another more effectively. Hear it. We need not just to drill down deeper and deeper in our own organisation, those of us who are a part of care organisations, disability organisations. We need to work together more effectively. Can we commit ourselves to not reinventing the wheel quite so often? actually seeing the resources which other organisations are creating and embracing them. Thank you, God, for them. And working, let's work together more effectively. I pray as a result of today, we might have learned of excellent resources from other organisations and be able to affirm them and help the journey forward in that way. I actually believe when we meet together, a miracle takes place. It's how I understand the Holy Spirit. When we meet together, it's not just warm, it has been warm, loving fellowship, great. But the Spirit is at work. There have been words shared today, and I think I can identify some of them that I've received, which need to go on a journey. Because they were Holy Spirit words. Because God was at work. And we're going to take those words back and they're going to make us different in our local churches. They're going to cause us to write emails. They're going to cause us to write letters. Hey, some people write letters. We're going to make phone calls. We're going to make connections. We need to support one another more effectively. And hey, those of you who have come today really not knowing about Christian disability organisations, you just know about need. God bless you. How brilliant you're here. I pray that God will bless you as you go on the journey. We need to support one another more effectively, number one. Number two, I've already said it today, but I believe it is core to where we are as a nation at this time. We, the people of God, people who have had the privileged opportunity to learn about these disability issues and to learn, had the privilege of learning that God values every single person because they're made in the image of God. We have the responsibility to speak out. MenCap, last week, launched an excellent initiative called Hear My Voice in advance of the election. Giving voice, brilliant, go on their website. Giving voice to people with learning disabilities to speak out. God bless them, great, well done. But let's make sure that the Christian voice is heard. Let's make sure that we just don't leave it to others, but we take our responsibility to speak with one voice, to speak out confidently. It's a strange thing, isn't it? Christians are not famous for being lacking in words. We haven't made a name for ourselves for being reluctant to speak out amongst ourselves, to use endless words, to publish endless books. You know, that's what we do. And yet, when it comes to speaking to our society, suddenly we're mute. Suddenly, incredibly, we have nothing to say. We don't like to trouble people. Let us speak out. Let us take the opportunities. We have the authority to do so. We have the experiences to do so. We need to speak out more confidently. I believe, and I won't pursue this, I've had other opportunities to pursue this today, but I believe politicians want to hear us. I believe they're ready to hear us. The only problem is our willingness to share with them. Take your opportunities. Share both the vulnerability of people with disabilities and the opportunities that we see for the future. Pithy points. We need to support one another more effectively. We need to speak out more confidently. But hear this, brothers and sisters. We need to trust God more completely. I really mean that because it's an impossible job. Get it? We can't do this by ourselves. If we're just going to get a pile of ideas being told, go out and do your best, why don't we collectively give up? That would be a logical response. But if we know that the Holy Spirit of God is with us, you don't have to wait for Sunday, Pentecost. I can tell you today, the Holy Spirit of God was poured out on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit of God is with us as we go forward. Look at history. Be inspired by history. History is punctuated by the inspiring stories of people who had gigantic forces ranged against them. And they did not give up. You can choose your own names. We frequently go to William White and Wilberforce, and why not? The Clapham Saint. You could go if you wanted to. Sam Sharp, Baptist deacon in Jamaica, who led an uprising in the 1830s. Men of gigantic courage. Everything was ranged against them. but they knew God, might go to Lord Shaftesbury. Why not? Bernardo, Martin Luther King, Dame Cicely Saunders, in our own time. The founders of our own organisations, David Potter, prospects, but you can think of others too. People who are given every reason to give up because it was so tough, but they knew God, and they knew God was with them, and they made a difference. I thank God for the men and women of courage who God has graciously put into my life. Three of the most significant people in my teenage years were people with disability, long since the part of this life. I thank God, and I'll name them because some of you would remember them, Richard and Sandra Creed. They wrote a book. Richard had cerebral palsy, Sandra spina bifida. People of courage who knew God, who were not prepared to give up, Tim Whitney, Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Overcomers, people who said to me as a teenager, God is at work. God can use each one of us to his glory. It's been a great day, my friends. Let us not blaspheme. If you have heard God speak, let us go and do something about it. By ourselves, we will have little or no impact. But with God, we can make a world of difference.